Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, yeah, you know it. We are live. It is episode 39, Liquidate All Assets with Guru and Dibs. Goo, episode 39. What do you got, kid?
I got a memory as a young kid, the All-Star game in Major League Baseball since they're not playing, and a great throw by the Cobra, Dave Parker, who won 39, so that always stayed with me. So the Cobra gets it this week.
I love it. We are family. And
there you go.
With the A's, by the way. Oakland A's, yeah. Dave Parker.
No doubt. Dave was not quite a Hall of Famer, but he was a bad boy.
Yeah, the Hall of Very Good, as we like to there call it. Go. He was close, right, but not quite all the way in there. It is Liquidate All Assets with Guru and Dibs, brought to you by Livermore Casino. Get in on all the action at Livermore Casino, downtown Livermore on First Street, Tri-Valley's only poker destination. Downtown Livermore, Tri-Valley's place to play. Please play responsibly. Goo, we've got all kinds of action. Where do you want to start, NBA or NCAA?
Let's go youngsters first with the NCAA.
I love it, Goo. What do you got for me for the NCAA tonight? We've got six conference championship games, including one that's already underway. Bellarmine leading Jacksonville by 8. And the Atlantic Sun final. I don't think that was one of your picks, but what do you have for one of your college hoop picks?
Let's go Delaware and NC Wilmington. How about that? Supposed to be a close battle. Delaware favored minus 2.5 Dibs. And I'm telling you, they stunned top seed. And I came out on the wrong end of this Townsend. Shout out to Chris Townsend. So I'm taking Delaware minus 2.5, our guy, minus 2.5. To keep this Cinderella story going. And NC Wilmington, I don't know much about him, Dibs, but I watched him play kind of four corners, and I think Delaware brings this one home. So I'm going with the favorite, minus 2.5.
I love it. We're on opposite sides because even though Delaware stunned top seed Towson, not Townsend, but Towson.
Help me out.
You were close, but that was in the semis on Monday, and Towson was the best team going in the Colonial Athletic Association, but Towson got shocked, and defense has been good for Delaware. They've allowed just 56 points in each game of the tournament so far. The under is 7-2 in their games, but UNC Wilmington, the Seahawks, and we're going to get to Russell Wilson here coming up, but they just beat Delaware by 7 in the regular season finale, and they were underdogs. I like UNC Wilmington. Give me the 2.5. According to the system, and we'll get into this, Goo, UNC Wilmington should win by 1.5. I know that's not possible, but give me the 2.5 with UNC Wilmington, and I'll take the Seahawks and the points.
I love it. It's always one mention for your system. I saw your tweet. That was excellent. But I always love the head-to-head, Dib, so I'm ready to go at it. I can't wait, man.
So you got Delaware minus 2.5. And I've got UNC Wilmington plus the 2.5. Let's turn our attention to the final game of the six tournament finals. We got six conference championship games today. The WCC, Gonzaga, and St. Mary's. Gonzaga giving 12.5, Goo. What do you think about this game, the late night game from Vegas?
It's night and day. I've been watching this whole tournament, and last night, I don't know how USF came back and covered against Gonzaga. I didn't understand that. St. Mary's let the same thing happen. So you know what? These teams play to the final buzzer, and I think this is too many points. I'm taking Mr. Bennett, St. Mary's, to keep this game close, not to win, Dibs, but to cover. And I like it. I feel confident about it. I haven't seen a team just Mike Tyson somebody, knock them out and keep them out.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I like St. Mary's and the it's listed as 13.5.
13.5, that's a lot.
Man, that is a lot. I mean, that's a whole week, as Ike Taylor would say from the old show. The Bulldogs are big-time favorites. The Gales, of course, got the last laugh in the regular season. Shout out Evan Giddings, E-Dog. Producer for putting this in there, but the Bulldogs are 11-3 straight up and against the spread against St. Mary's in the conference tournament. Excuse me, since 2000, Gonzaga and St. Mary's have produced a lot more unders than overs going back to 2000 and 2001. So if it's going to go under, I like a tighter game. 13.5 is too many points. Give me the Gales and the points in the conference final.
Yeah, so we're thinking the same way. I can't wait to see how this plays out. But, yeah, I was stunned last night. Came out on the wrong end, Dibs. It was right there, up 14-15. I'm looking good. And lo and behold, here comes the comeback. Uncle Cover, backdoor.
Yeah, a little bit tough. Even backdoor, little Joe, as the there old go. There goes. Yeah, and then we're playing dominoes. One more for you. Good. Thank you. Wright State in Northern Kentucky. What do you see in this one, Goo?
You know what? I'm going Northern Kentucky. They've come alive. They've won five straight. And Dibs, they ain't just won five straight. They've covered five straight times, including a blowout over Purdue, 57-43. Purdue Fort Wayne, not the Boilermakers. Shout out Young Lo Neal. So they're 14-2 against the spread in the last 16 games. So that's where I'm going, laying my chick in Northern Kentucky to make this happen tonight. And I'm kind of excited about it. They're getting ready to kick off here shortly, too.
Yeah, it's the Horizon League final. It's one of six finals. UNC Wilmington against Delaware is a game that I'll get to in a moment. We mentioned Bellarmine and Jacksonville, by the way, already underway. And Bellarmine taking it to Jacksonville. Bellarmine with the lead here, 54-42. Jacksonville in real trouble in the A-Sun final. And Ryder has now flipped the script on Manhattan. They lead 53-42. That's a Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference first-round game. But you mentioned it, the final in the Horizon. The system, second reference. Northern Kentucky winning by just two. So that's not a game that I want to get involved with. I'm looking at ESPN, and the spread's now gone to even Northern Kentucky over Wright State. So a little bit of a toss-up there, but I also like Northern Kentucky in this one, Goo.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you. So we'll see how that happens. It's a small spread, -1.5. So all it takes is a bucket to be a winner and get that chicken.
Yeah, and they've come alive. They've won five straight, Northern Kentucky, including a dominating 57-43 win over IPFW. Not Ooey Pooey, but IPFW, and the underconnected as well. NKU 14-2 against the spread in its last 16. That's a pretty good trend.
Yeah, no doubt. So let's hope they keep it going, and then we'll both be able to put one under the W ledger.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you a couple before we go. The first one is South Dakota State giving 5.5 against North Dakota State, and that's the Summit Final. South Dakota State has a top 12 offense in the country. This team can flat-out score the basketball. If you want to get in on their team total, I think it's sitting at 83
for
the team total for South Dakota State, but we'd like them to win this game by more than 5.5. And the other one is a little bit of a dog game. It should be the last tip of the night. It's a WAC tournament first round game at 8:30 our time, coming from Vegas, Chicago State. They are terrible, taking on Utah Valley. We're going to take Utah Valley and give the 12.5. Chicago State is one of the worst teams, according to KenPom and according to the system, in the country.
I love it. That's number two. That's two times for the system. I love it. Three. All right. Help me out. I love it, Dibs. I got you on paper. And the best part about what we do is the result. Like, so, like everybody wants to win their chicken, but the head-to-head, I love, Dibs.
Yeah, and also you're not going to go, you know, 5-0. We have a total of 5 college picks. You and I are on opposite sides on one. We're not going to go 5-0. If you can go 3-2, then you can make money. Right. So you win some, you lose some. You don't dwell on the losses, and you don't overly focus on the wins.
No doubt, and that's how we keep it going. And right now, this is the best time of year, Dibs. There's so much to choose from. We got the tournament, the conference tournaments, the NBA. You got golf stuff. I'm excited. I'm all in.
Well, let's go to the NBA then, Goo. While we're talking about that, this is Liquidate All Assets, brought to you by Livermore Casino, downtown Livermore on First Street, the Tri-Valley's only poker destination, offering blackjack, three-card poker, baccarat, no player collection. Enjoy their 24-hour gaming floor, full bar and restaurant with indoor and outdoor patio seating. Watch all your favorite games at Livermore Casino 7 days a week. Visit us at 3571 First Street in downtown Livermore. On First Street, Livermore Casino, Tri-Valley's place to play. Please play responsibly. Guru, let's liquidate all assets on the NBA, and let's start with Brooklyn and Charlotte.
I'm going to go Ernie Banks here. I got two for you. But first, I'm taking the Nets minus 4.5. They've 1-5 since the Harden trade. And I watched them Sunday against Boston. It was KD, Kyrie against Jason Tatum. They came out on the losing end. They're playing a Charlotte team that's won 2 in a row, Dibs, but still clinging to a playoff spot. But minus 4.5, they'll have Kyrie. They're mad. They're going to get their act together. And KD, Kyrie will be too much. Hopefully sometime soon we'll see Ben Simmons. But tonight in Charlotte, they'll disappoint the owner of the Charlotte Hornets, Mr. Michael Jordan. So I feel confident the Nets covering and winning this game by 5 points.
The Nets have not done well since trading James Harden. Nah. They're 1-5 since the All-Star break. They've been favored in just 1 of 6. They lost to the Heat. They're 12th in the NBA in scoring. The Hornets, by the way, keep their playoff hopes alive by winning their last 2. They beat the Spurs and the Cavs last week. They're only 4-6 in their last 10, and they have one of the worst defenses in the league. So maybe a better play here would be the over. But, wow, 240.5. That's a big number, Goo.
Yeah, it is. And I'm worried about Charlotte in that aspect. I'm just like, okay, I know LaMelo, Bridges or whatnot, but I just think Nash – I don't know what kind of grade you give him on the job he's done thus far, but he leaves a little meat on the bone. But this is about stars. And, again, I saw them come back against Boston, Brooklyn, that is, and almost pull it out. They take care of business tonight. 5 points in the NBA ain't much with the firepower that I believe the Nets have. But I'm going to give you one more on this game. Kevin Durant, if he scores 33 points, it's plus 112. I'm taking that. It's going to be a big night for KD Durantula, Kevin Durantula. So plus 110 for him to score 33. If he hits 33, that's a winner, Dibs. You cash out. I just see KD owning this game and reminding everybody, including MJ, just how bad of a man he is.
So 32.5 plus 112 to go over 32.5.
There it is right there.
I love it, Guru, with two picks. It's a combo platter here on Liquidate All Assets with the Brooklyn game. He's saying take Brooklyn, lay the 4.5, and also over KD, 32.5. I'm curious about your thoughts on the Clippers and the Warriors, because I love Golden State in this spot, laying 5.5. What say you, Daryl?
I'll say this. I have a neighbor. His last name is Johnson. He's been riding this streak of the Warriors the last 5 games where they've lost. And tonight it ends. They owe the Clippers, who embarrassed the Warriors about 3 weeks ago in L.A. on TNT. So tonight, I know Draymond's not back, but I think they've had enough. Klay's rested, Wiggins, Steph. at some point this streak has to stop, and they're going to treat the fans at Chase Center to a victory. So I'm taking the Warriors to blow out. Get this, blow out the Clippers.
Oh.
Especially Dibs with the euphoria of getting news that now Draymond may be back on the 14th, and Wiseman's delegated to Santa Cruz. He'll be playing actual basketball games. So I think all that together, they knock off the Clippers, who got, if I remind you, Dibs, and everybody out there, blown out by the lowly Knicks Sunday night at home. I think the Clippers lose their second in a row here in the Bay.
Yeah, their four-game, or their five-game, rather, win streak ended on Sunday. The Knicks crushed them by 23. Golden State, by the way, on a five-game losing skid, 1-4 against the number. The only cover was last night's Jordan Poole layup. By the way, the only one that they covered.
What was that, Dibs? They let him get it. I don't like that. And why did he shoot it? Why did he shoot it like he knew what was up? I know he didn't. I didn't like it, Dibs.
Well, you didn't know that he didn't, and he probably did. And that's where gambling can be so terrible, because if you had the Warriors and the points, you're like, yeah, Jordan, you get yours, buddy. But if you had Denver, like maybe most people did, and you know you're trying to fade the Warriors, then you got burned.
That is amazing, and you're so right with the, you know, with the Ridley news. You never know how keen these guys are and what's going on. But I just found it odd, like an old veteran wouldn't even probably make, just dribbled the ball out. But if you had the Warriors, you were ecstatic he made that.
Well, and if you're Jordan Poole and he's in a contract year, right? We know that he's trying to get his next piece of chicken. So if you're averaging 18.2 or 17.9, that matters. So go get a bucket, kid. I love it.
That is great stuff, Dibs. But yeah, I expect the Warriors to roll tonight. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, one more for the NBA goo before we turn to some soccer and some golf, and also some NFL futures with, wow, the news that broke today with Rodgers, Wilson, but Milwaukee and OKC, what do you think?
Well, Milwaukee 3-6 against the spread in their last nine. And I was telling Steiny today, Div, something, they're under the radar, but they're under the radar for a reason. I know they're defending champs, so I'm a bit scared. It's a big number, -13.5 at OKC, who, you know, don't laugh. They'll play you tough, but I'm looking at this over-under. It's at 230.5. I'm going over. I think Milwaukee comes out and scores a lot of points, and then it turns into open gym where the young Thunder, you know, will try to get buckets. So I'm taking over 230.5 in this contest. I'm going to stay away from the 13.5 on the point spread, Dibs.
I like it. You're going over 230 and a hook. You're expecting a lot of points. The Bucks, by the way, 3-6 against the spread.
Yeah.
In their last nine, Milwaukee is not great on the road this year, 17-13. OKC 3-3 against the spread in those six games. And they're actually 16 games above 500 against the number on the year. Second best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In the association.
I love it, and I'll tell you this. I got to give you credit. I didn't tell you last week. You know, I'm the son of a fisherman and hunter, so when you get one, you always want to brag. So I like the night of when we hit, you go to Twitter and you put it up, chi-ching. So that's something new we've been doing. I like it, Diz. I got to give you props on that one.
Well, of course, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, flex on it a little bit, and you got to make sure that people know what's going on. It's liquid all assets. With Guru and Dibs, brought to you by Livermore Casino, our good partner at Livermore Casino, the Tri-Valley's place to play. Game day special Sunday 10 to 8 and Monday and Thursday 5 to 9. Get a hot dog for $2.50. Chili dog, just an extra buck. Domestic draft beers for only $2.50. Imports and well cocktails, only $4 at Livermore Casino, First Street in downtown Livermore. Goo, what'd you think of the news today? Aaron Rodgers signs long-term in Green Bay. Russell Wilson traded to Denver.
I'll say this. I have Aaron Rodgers fatigue. I truly, with every fiber in my body, knew he wasn't leaving. Okay, so he's getting new chicken. Nothing to see here for me in Green Bay. But the fact that Russell Wilson, Sierra's husband, is now a Denver Bronco, I'm kind of jealous if I were a Bronco fan. That euphoria, not being able to find a quarterback, John Elway, and you land Russell Wilson, this is a big deal. And I know they spent a lot in Seattle. You got to rebuild, trust the process. But Denver's got a stout defense. They can block up front for Russell. Judy, they got weaponry. They're going to be a problem in the AFC West. I think if I'm a Bronco fan, I mean, man, if I'm Mahomes and Derek Carr and the young people in Los Angeles, I mean, I'm nervous a little bit, but I think Denver won this trade by getting the future Hall of Famer in Russell Wilson.
Yeah, the odds makers would tell you that they won the trade as well. They went from 25 to 1 to 12 to 1.
Wow, cut it in half. Yeah,
cut it in half. It's right now, it's Buffalo's the favorite at 7-1, followed by Green Bay, Kansas City at 8-1, the Niners 11-1, then Denver and the Rams at 12-1. Denver right now estimated to be a top three team in the AFC.
That's amazing how, you know, one player like a Russell Wilson, you know, can change the fortune. But I just want to tell you, Dibs, and I said it to you earlier, you and Wills, you know, I didn't like Jordan in a Washington Wizards uniform, and I understood why. The relationship got toxic between him and management, but I'm just not looking forward to seeing Russell Wilson in a Bronco uniform. Guys like that, Joe Montana didn't do it, but they need to stay in that one uniform. But I know I'm going Prince Rogers Nelson. It's sign of the times and things change, but I hate it.
That's a four because that's one of the most underrated double albums in
no doubt. There you go.
Because you got, you know, tell me who in the house knows about the Quake. We do. I mean, really?
I'm giving you a four. What about this one, Adore? I'm not too hungry. I'll take a fruit cocktail. Prince is a man, dude. No,
that actually was the Ballad of Dorothy Parker.
There you go. Help me out, dude. But
Adore, I truly adore you. You can put that on, and for all you young kids out there,
tell them
on the podcast, if you want to make it happen, if you want to get from the red zone into the end zone, throw on Adore and just let Prince bring you home for that 8 minutes, Daddy. That's all you need.
I hope little Daryl's not listening, and he's a big Michael Jackson fan. And I know those are two icons. Prince used to write his stuff. Lyrically, Prince was different than Michael, man. Your boy was a genius, man. Not that Michael wasn't either.
No.
But Prince, he had lyric game too, man.
Yeah, the Ballad of Dorothy Parker, Forever in My Life, House Freak. We'll go It. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Of course, You Got the Look with Sheena Easton.
Yeah, there you go.
You can put it on that side one, side two, side three, side four, and I mean, you'll be all fine.
I already know what I'm playing when I head home after this. I love it. Got me some.
I mean,
Ballad of Dorothy Parker. Yeah, no doubt.
Beth, I said, cool, but I'm leaving my pants on. What'd you say? Don't even get me going. Yes. Yeah. I saw Prince at the Coliseum. It's one of the few things I've done right in my adult life.
How awesome was that, Diggs? I didn't get to see him. Was it as great as I just imagined it being?
Yes. Yes, yes, and 1,000 times yes. And I had never seen him. And, you know, if I do my Rushmore – it's Michael Jackson, it's Prince, and then we can talk about the other two. We can spend all day on the other two. But that's my Washington, that's my Lincoln. And I never saw Michael, but I saw Prince. And when I saw him at the Coliseum, I was kind of a blubbering mess because
I appreciate you sharing that. That's big.
Just see him out there and doing his thing and
at the piano too.
All of it. It doesn't. He can play whatever he wants. You know, he could do whatever he wants. And
about
12 months later, he was gone, and devastating.
Oh, so you saw him right before he passed
at the Coliseum. Wow. Yeah,
have been one of his last shows, Dib. I don't know if not the last show or how close to it. Wow.
Yeah, too close. Sadly, too close.
Yeah.
But
rest in peace.
I feel good that. Yeah, I at least was able to see him. It's liquidate all R&B songs, apparently.
There you go.
Here on
Soul Train.
Livermore Casino. Brought to you by Livermore Casino and Paisley Park, apparently, as we continue to branch it out, episode 39. Goo, what do you think about NFL futures when you talk about other teams outside of Denver? Seattle, by the way. As we talk about the futures market, with the news that Russell Wilson is being traded, they've gone from 40-1 to 80-1.
Why not just push that bad boy to 130-1? I mean, if Drew Lock is your answer or Geno Smith, they're in trouble now. They can go out and do something. They got some stuff to work with in regard to picks, especially from this deal. I just don't see it happening. But I don't see them being a contender for a while. Now, it could be, you know, prisoner of the moment. But right now, when you lose, you know, the likes of Russell Wilson, I don't even think Pete Carroll is going to be able to be there long enough to see this through. Maybe I'm wrong, Dibs.
Yeah, and Green Bay, by the way, goes from 11-1 to 8-1 with the news of Aaron Rodgers potentially long-term. What do you think about the NFC picture? NFC and NFC futures, the NFC West, Rams plus 150, Niners plus 230, Cardinals plus 325, and the Seahawks are 5-1 at plus 500.
I'm going to tell you, the only one I like there is the Rams to repeat because they know who they are. They got everybody pretty much coming back. Stafford coming off, you know, a Super Bowl season. You talk about his confidence. The Niners, I'm not comfortable because I don't know what Trey Lance is. Kyler Murray, do you really want to be there? Kingsbury, it's toxic written on it. And then Seattle, as I mentioned, I don't think they're going to be anywhere close. But the Rams, to be a plus, that one is very attractive.
NFC Championship winner, the Rams and the Packers are both plus 450. Niners are 6-1, plus 600. Then your Cowboys, plus 650. Then the Cardinals, then the Bucks. What do you think about the NFC Championship winner?
You know what? I'm going to stay consistent. And we saw Tampa Bay lose Brady. I'm staying with the Rams. I think they're about to run a couple off here. And Dallas, they're losing Randy. It looks like DeMarcus Lawrence, Amari Cooper. I don't know where he's going to end up. I'll say this and I'll ask you. I've been hearing some news. Tomorrow is a big day in Deshaun Watson's life. He's going to court to find out if all this pretty much goes away or it'll go to the next stage and, you know, he'll have actual cases going against him. But if it's the before where he's, you know, got this exonerated and he's good, I'm hearing the Eagles may be a landing spot for Deshaun Watson. What's that number, Dibs? Do you have that number in front of you with the Eagles, who, oh, by the way, made the playoffs with Hurts, who kind of hurts me to watch him play quarterback?
Nice. That's a three. 33-1 right now to win the, wow, the Super Bowl, but the NFC odds for the Eagles, 18-1. So,
wow,
the market has yet to react to the possibility, yeah, that Deshaun could go to Philadelphia, and you're still looking at a possible suspension. I think he's going to get, wow, at least 6 games from the league.
Wow.
Based on whatever happened. I mean, Calvin really got a week for one, a year for one parlay.
What did you make of that, Dibs? With this new world, look what we're doing, but we're not the professional athlete. I wish I was. I wouldn't even be gambling. But yeah, what did you make of that? Because I thought Pete Rose is the example. I know it's MLB. He was banned. I hope I don't come across as a hater, but I thought the year was light. Like, you got to come down heavy, right?
Well, it's pretty heavy. It's a year at least, and then, you know, you figure out what exactly it is that you're going to do going forward, but remember, it was just a small amount of money, and he wasn't playing. So it's not like that he was corrupting his own team. He wasn't changing the nature of the bet.
He was betting on his own team, Dibs.
Right, but he wasn't active. So, you know, I think that
– okay, so he wasn't throwing the games is what you're saying.
Right, and I think, yeah, 1 year is a good starting point, but ultimately – they wanted to send a message. I mean, Deshaun Watson did whatever he did.
Okay.
In a year. And Ray Rice got 4 games. And, right, you know, Colin Kaepernick got a lifetime ban, basically,
wow,
based on what he did. So the NFL tells you what matters to them.
Gambling. That's amazing.
Well and, said. You know, obviously, you know, protesting against, well, you know, their ideology. Yeah. That's wrong. But, hey, if you want to do something off the field – go ahead. We don't care.
Like, put my hands on a woman, it'll be a lesser sentence than Gab. You just said it well.
It's
you
a shame.
Put it very, yeah, you said it all right
it's
there.
A damn
wow.
Shame. It's, yeah. But, you know, every time that we want to make the NFL more of an ethical organization than we want, that's our fault. They've told you all they need to know about how they feel about players.
Wow.
Concussion? Oh, there's no such thing. CTE? No. That's make-believe. And, you know, all of, like, players' retirement? No. You're on your own. Guaranteed contracts? Nah, we'd rather,
wow,
not. AstroTurf? Sure. You know, whatever makes our
–
whatever makes it cheaper, all that – oh, Thursday Night Football? Why not? We don't care about a short week. I mean, why would we
care? I mean, yeah, you're on fire.
One after the other, after the other, after the other. But the one thing they do care about is the idea of, yeah, the chicken and the gambling. The gambling is the big one because fantasy football and liquidate all assets.
Wow.
I mean,
wow,
this is where we all make our chicken on the NFL. It's, you know, if Jacksonville plays Carolina, does anyone care other than, hey, 6.5?
There you go, man.
You know?
And we are – you're on fire. I agree with that. AB just chimed in saying life is not fair, and they're right. But also what you just described is hypocritical at every turn. And you had a great line a couple weeks ago, did to stay with me. Where do we draw the line in the sand? And that works for every aspect of life. But when it comes to the NFL, they're kind of telling us. And in California, we're just, I feel like maybe a year away from being able to go to an actual Niner game and place that wager on said right. game right there. Like that's, it's happening in other states, but I believe it's right upon us too. Warriors included.
Yeah. And in-game wagering, like, you know, yes or no, will this pass be completed? Oh, right. Boom. You know, $20 on yes. And, you know, all that stuff. It's all coming. And that's really where sports lies. You know, it's the money. It's not the quest for greatness and all
no
that.
No doubt. But, yeah, no doubt. We'll see.
Speaking of money, Goo, we got golf. We have the Players
I'm
Championship,
ready.
Which they call the fifth major, quote unquote. We love Colin Morikawa at plus 1400 to win. He's plus 150 for top 10. Colin Morikawa, the kid out of Cal. This tournament is one of the rare ones that requires good driving, good approach, good short game. They call it the fifth major. You got to be really sharp to win this one.
Let me ask you this. I'm excited, and you may have mentioned it. What course is this taking place at?
It's at TPC Sawgrass in Punta Clarita Beach, Florida. This is the one with the island green, that par three.
Okay, gotcha. I already know what you're talking about. And this kicks off when?
Thursday. Okay, Thursday. Gotcha. It's one of the most iconic courses. It was designed by Pete and Alice Dye, and they're known for their kind of diabolical setups. You've got water on 16, 17, and 18. 17 is the island green where you got to hit a good shot to be able to hold it. And usually the tournament comes down to those final three holes.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, this young man out of Cal, just top 10, if he plays, is plus 150. I like that, Dibs.
Yeah, he's number two in the world. He is maybe the best player on the planet right now, not named John Rahm. We're going with Hideki Matsuyama, your boy from the Masters. Yeah, plus 2,800 to win, and he is plus 275 for top 10.
How's he been doing after that win, Dibs? I guess good enough for you to be your second pick, you know?
Yeah, good enough. He hasn't won since then, but he's been solid. He's been in contention, and this is the kind of tournament where a guy like Hideki will really get ready for. So he's our second pick, and our third pick, Shane Lowry, the Irishman, former major champion, plus 4,000 to win, 40-1, and plus 400 for top 10.
I'm excited. I can't wait for this to kick off. And I'm imagining you helped me out, 6 a.m. Tea time in California for this?
On Thursday, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so gotcha.
Get your bets in early. And also, those are three good guys for your DraftKings, your FanDuel, whichever way you want to partake. They're both, all three of those guys, good picks for that as well.
I love it, Dibs. I'm ready, baby. Four.
Let's do it.
Hey, I got to ask you this. I heard you guys on Crosstalk, Ushasky, Bonte, and Willard, great as always. Dibs, Bonte was rocking the shades inside. And I don't think you defended you, but that's my bit. Tell him to leave that alone next time you see him.
I will, but and
I heard Shasky say that's guru style. I was like, my boy Dibbers is going to get him. But you kind of like, yeah, you kept going.
Well, to be honest, it's more than just Bonte. It's more than just you. It's a cultural thing. And you don't see me ever rocking the shades. Yeah. I had sex for a while, but yeah,
you look, and I stole it from Kanye, the glasses inside. So early Kanye,
Before he was Yay, which by the way is short for divorce Yay, because that's
there. You go, check out his doc on Netflix if you got a dull moment. Pretty good to see the young one that we fell in love with. He's definitely changed.
I will,
okay.
All right, brother. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, brother. See you tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.